In this episode, I'm going to explain the types of videos that perform the very best on YouTube.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hit them with a hein, and thank you for joining us right here for the latest video marketing information. You know, in a minute, I'm going to explain the types of videos that perform the best on YouTube, but first, let's get you up to speed on the latest developments. Facebook continues its video-first push with the announcement of their new automated birthday videos that'll pull birthday comments from your friends into a video that Facebook will publish the day after your birthday. Now, this news came after Facebook released its second quarterly earnings on Wednesday. And what I'm particularly interested in is what the big Zuck, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, said. Quote, "We're going to become video first here at Facebook. We're particularly pleased with our progress in video as we move towards a world where video is at the heart of all of our services. Please pay special attention to that." It's super important. It shouldn't be surprising to the listeners of this podcast. You know, Video Marketing Mastery has been owning the topic of the business world's rapid adoption of video over text because, well, the analytics, they don't lie. They just don't lie at all. So let me tell you what we already know. We know that Facebook has discovered their audience is four times more likely to watch video than read text. People who watch video stay on Facebook two times longer than people who read. You know, we already know that people who watch video are 268% more likely to share that video on Facebook than to share text. And people who watch a product video are 144% more likely to buy. If you're saying to yourself, well, Todd, many of these stats are how people react on Facebook, it's really important that I make it clear to you that Facebook is all of us. It's got the biggest audience. And that's why Facebook's new mantra is video first. Also featured in the same article on Facebook's video first push is a really interesting quote from Mark Mulhaney, an analyst from RBC Capital Markets, who said, quote, "If there's one new big theme here, it's the videoification of the internet. And Facebook is extremely well positioned for this." Now, that article in its entirety will be found on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/34. That article is from Silicon Beat, and it's particularly interesting. Pay special attention to what the big market movers are saying about video. And Facebook would be foolish. I mean, you know it. They'd be absolutely foolish to not pivot their business to the demands of their audience if 1.65 billion people are craving video. It'd be silly for them to not adjust. And this is where the conversation with you today is about to get a little bit personal. Because if Facebook has already seen the light, if their audience is already telling them what they prefer, and Facebook is quickly pivoting its business to video first, when are you going to start adopting the way you communicate to your prospects by adopting a video first marketing and sales process? You know, one of the reasons that I've been able to double my own business revenue each year is I'm really comfortable learning a new trick and I want to get first adopters advantage in my industry. In fact, I absolutely need to get first adopters advantage because that's where the big growth comes from. So I'm always running micro tests and seeing if the results bear exciting results. You should be doing the same thing. And inside this office, the only people that get hired are people that are open and eager and excited to learn. I need hungry people. When I hired Christopher, who's sitting right next to me producing this podcast, I know for a fact I ran you through a series of questions to find out how hungry you were and if you were willing to be a student in your own industry or if you thought you were a know-it-all. Because the know-it-alls are going to be outdated really quickly around here, and somehow Christopher has stayed way ahead of the curve in the industry. He brings that information back to us and continues to educate me as we all educate each other. You need to create that type of culture in your environment. And the truth is, I'm absolutely obsessed with studying what the CEOs of the fastest growing businesses say. I'm fascinated with where Google and Facebook are going, and how to position my business to profit by following them. In fact, this is one of the topics that I speak on at business conferences around the country. You know, Discovery Channel recently celebrated Shark Week, and if you've ever seen a massive shark swimming through the ocean, I'm sure you've noticed that underneath and around the sides and clinging onto their scales is a sucker fish that just gets pulled along as that shark makes its way through the ocean. Well, it's important you realize that the biggest sharks in business are Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And you know what they all have in common? They've all dominated a video-first strategy. And if you follow their lead and are among the early adopters in your industry, you're going to take a huge bite out of your competitor. In technology news, the UK's Daily Mail is reporting the number of people using the gay hookup app tool Grindr shot up by 148% near the Philadelphia venue where the DNC was taking, you know, their convention was taking place. Bed-swapping Dems also accounted for 54% increase in the number of people using Tinder in Philadelphia this week. And Tinder use? Well, Tinder use increased 82% in Philadelphia compared to the previous week at the GOP convention in Cleveland. Now, personally, I'm going to proudly swipe left for both of these political parties. Mashable's reporting brands that haven't paid millions of dollars to the group behind the upcoming Summer Olympics will need to watch their step on Twitter in the coming weeks. The International Olympic Committee is threatening legal action against any non-sponsored brands that dare to tweet about the games or any of its associated trademarks, according to a letter obtained by ESPN. Now, those trademarks include, quote, Olympic, Olympian, go for the gold, among a host of other related words and phrases. Now seemingly good-natured terms like summer, gold, games, effort, victory, Rio, and 2006 are also off-limits if used in the context of the games. Also are various hashtags for the event, such as hashtag Rio 2016 or terms like hashtag Team USA. Any reference to Olympic results and all pictures taken at the Olympics, the letter says, are totally prohibited. Now, good luck with that, Olympics. If I were you, I'd be more focused on solving real problems like performance enhancement drugs, maybe your security or terrorism threat. Think about profitability, maybe, just for a few moments, or maybe even those damn Zika mosquitoes, all right? Good luck. Hashtag Team USA. Speaking of going for the gold, let's take a few moments and talk about the types of content that performs the best on YouTube. Oh yeah, twerking videos, they may never go out, but twerking videos and cats, they aren't the only things that perform well on YouTube. People go to YouTube for a variety of specific reasons. A lot of people want to be entertained. Some people want to learn things visually. You know, on the entertainment side, people say the only reason people go to YouTube is to be entertained, maybe is to watch movies or maybe to watch trailers or music videos. You know, on B2B marketing, that's not what we're really talking about here. You know, in general, we're really talking about presenting visual information and relationship building. So that's where frequently asked questions or FAQs come in, tutorial videos and how-to videos, even thought leadership, all comes in to how a B2B or a B2C brand uses the amazing power of YouTube to amplify their results. An easy way to measure demand or to see if there's value for you to create videos about a very specific topic is to enter the question before you make the video into YouTube and to see if there are any videos that are getting really good views around that topic. If you're seeing that there are people that are already crushing it for a very specific phrase that you wanted to create a video for, don't be threatened by that. Look at that as an indicator of audience interest. You know, there's an opportunity for you because your video could be better. It could be different. It could be more complete or more concise. Or if that video is outdated, it could be more current with relevant information that is more specific to what's happening right now. So don't be intimidated. On top of that, a lot of people shy away. Oh, well, so-and-so already did this. A lot of people shy away. Your spin and the way that you explain things is unique to you. And for people that are listening or watching, it could be significantly more valuable. You know, I get asked this question a lot. If I'm speaking, you know, it's pretty common that somebody's going to raise up their hand and they're going to be like, well, you know, I got a boring industry, or, you know, there's already people in my industry that have done this. And so I'm really reluctant to get in there. You know, you always have to understand first competitor advantage. There's advantages to being the first person at YouTube to do it. And maybe your place is to do it now in another place like Snapchat and to get that first adopter's advantage there. But first and foremost, don't be intimidated by other people in the industry. Learn from them, grow, share. You have unique ways to explain things. One of the things that I try to do is always explain things in simple to understand real life terms. I mean, if you go back and you rewind, I'm telling you about Shark Week and how you need to be a sucker fish and to really draft off of Google and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. That's my own unique value that I bring. There are other people that have podcasts about videos, but damn it, I'm going to explain it and I'm going to have my own unique spin on it. And when you're trying to get really good content on YouTube, think about doing a frequently asked question, an FAQ video or how-to that's really compelling. So if you want to get started and you don't know where to get started, I think it's important that you think about search engine optimization as one of your first steps. So Wirebuzz created a YouTube SEO ebook. And to get exclusive access to the latest YouTube SEO strategies that Wirebuzz has perfected, and we actually use this SEO ebook as a learning document for our new employees inside of this company, and we want to make sure that you had access to it. You can get it at wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO-ebook. That's wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO-ebook. Aight. Now, FAQs, I want to take a few moments and talk with you about that. Frequently asked questions can be in any style. They can be animated. They can be talking head. Usually, the headline is going to be in the question itself, and they perform really well because people are already asking YouTube those questions. So think supply and demand, okay? YouTube, like Facebook, is a demand-driven tool. So go in and search for those phrases, like I mentioned earlier. And then if you're seeing indicators of demand that people are watching all those videos, well, damn it, supply it. That's your opportunity, right? All right. So tutorials and how-tos. Now, they're usually going to be more visual, where you can actually teach people how to do something specific on screen, or maybe even in real life, like making or fixing something physical, right? So inside of your tutorials and your how-tos, one takeaway piece of advice that I have for you is, never use the words how-to or tutorial on YouTube unless you're actually showing people steps in progress. How to do something, step one, step two, step three, step four, all right? Because there's a lot of people that'll downgrade your video because they're searching for a how-to or a tutorial and you're giving them something else. So make sure it's very clear at the very beginning. The next thing I want you to think about is thought leadership, which are usually serialized with episodes featuring a person in this format. Now, you can deliver information that's helpful. It can be informative, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a tutorial or a frequently asked question. It's actually great to cover blog topics that you can cover in one video and building relationship with your kind of people. It's a great place to do that. In general, the people who like you on camera are going to be people that gravitate to you and appreciate you in other types of mediums. So as long as you're cool with that and you're providing really good information, your audience will find it valuable. Again, where to get started? Wirebuzz's YouTube SEO ebook at wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO-ebook. If you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe and don't miss upcoming episodes. And please sure to rate. Just give us a really honest rating on iTunes, and don't forget to write a really killer review while you're up there. We read them all. We learn from them all as smart marketers. It's part of our process to perfect and polish. To access this episode's show notes, links to the latest news, or our free YouTube SEO ebook, you can just go to wirebuzz.com/34. An easy way to remember 34, it's actually the sweetest and nastiest number in all of football history. The Chicago Bears Hall of Famer, the late, great Walter Payton, whose son I recently did a Facebook Live event or a Google Plus hangout with, and also the Houston Oilers Hall of Famer, Earl Campbell, both rocked number 34 breakaway jerseys. For more information, wirebuzz.com/34. Now, one of my favorite Earl Campbell memories is, Christopher, this dude, in his footage, is literally starts the play with a jersey on, but there's so many guys grabbing on to him, and he's so massive and big that by the end of the play, his jersey has been torn away, and he's just got pads, and he's just looking like a freak of nature, like, who can stop me? Another really cool Earl Campbell thing is the guy won a Heisman Trophy, and I saw him being interviewed for like 30 for 30, one of these ESPN documentaries, and they asked him where his Heisman Trophy was right now, and he said, he was embarrassed to say it, I actually use it as a doorstop in my bedroom upstairs because the wind comes through, and it was the only thing heavy enough to keep that door from closing. It's really interesting, some of these people that have great accomplishments, but you know, the trophy that displays their accomplishment doesn't have the same value to them as it does to all of us. Look, to summarize this episode, I explained what types of content perform the best on YouTube and recommended to you to focus on FAQs, testimonials, how-tos, and thought leadership videos. I also shared the reason why Facebook, YouTube, Google, and Twitter, why they're all operating with a video-first playbook for their business and the reason you should be stealing their plays to advance and grow your business. Now, how you operate as a business always evolves. Many of the digital marketing tactics I've benefited from over the years are now outdated. That's okay. But as you can see with Facebook, with Google, with YouTube, with Twitter's video-first strategy, the one thing that will remain constant is the opportunities for significant impact on ROI happen when your business uses video. And that's why each week I'm going to focus on helping you become a video marketing master. Anyway, we look forward to giving you more information here at Video Marketing Mastery. Have a really great, productive week. And oh, before we go, if you know anybody out there that's absolutely killing it in video, please reach out to me. Send me a little information. I'd love to feature them. I'd like to talk about their product. I want to make sure that this is a two-way conversation. So please tip me off. We're each other's resources. You know, I look at this as a two-way conversation. I want to learn, I want to grow, and I want to continue to bring the best information, video marketing, directly to you. All right, so that's the big wrap up. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us at Video Marketing Mastery. I'm Todd Hartley. He's Christopher Janelle, also known as Christo around here. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out.